Motherhood Counselors Forced to Assist Transgenders on Their Chest Feeding Journey. By Kurt Zindelka on July 13, 2021. Counselors at a leading Australian mothers' support group have alleged that they are being forced into assisting transgender women and gay men in their chest feeding journeys. Whistleblowers have accused the Australian Breastfeeding Association, ABA, of abandoning its central mission to help new mothers in favor of confirming LGBT ideology around gender. The ABA allegedly suspended 7 counselors after other volunteers made complaints of bullying and harassment over the counselors using the term mother on the ABA's Facebook page. One of the suspended counselors, Sue, told the Daily Mail Australia, "We are only trained to provide peer support for mothers. Not gay men, trans men, queer people, agender or asexual people." Sue, who has been with the organization for over 10 years, said that she and many of her colleagues are uncomfortable providing services to biological males or trans women. "We do not consent to provide that support. We are experts in mother-to-mother breastfeeding. We have no skills in assisting and affirming men in their experimental attempts to breastfeed," she said. Sue went on to claim that in November, counselors were told that they should consider using inclusive language, sparking fears that the ABA would attempt to erase language around motherhood. "Then we were told we'd continue to use our mother-to-mother language but would provide tailored information and support for the LGBT+ families. Then we were told our concerns about providing counselors support for men was inaccurate, misleading and wrong," she said. A spokesman for the ABA denied the accusations, saying, "We will not be erasing sex language such as mother or mum or mothering from our vocabulary, and we have no plans to adopt the use of the language such as chest feeding rather than breastfeeding more generally within the association." Yet, the whistleblower revealed that counselors for the Australian Breastfeeding Association have been subjected to 5 new training videos produced by the LGBT charity Rainbow Families and that courses on chest feeding and human milk feeding will begin this month. In the videos, Sue claims, the counselors are told when answering phone calls they should not assume that it is a mother and instead should refer to the caller as a pregnant parent or chest-feeding parent. "These training videos show clearly the board has misled us because the training videos make it plain. We are to support men who ring the national helpline, who believe they are women and want to breastfeed their newborns," she said. The leftist push against motherhood has extended throughout the Anglo-Gospel as of late, with the Brighton and Sussex University Hospitals, BSHU, of the UK's National Health Service, NHS, announcing in February that midwives should use more inclusive language such as pregnant women and people, breastfeeding and chest feeding, mothers and birthing parents. Far-left Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush in the United States also took up the mantle in May, when she discussed the issues faced by black birthing people rather than using the term mothers when testifying before the House of Representatives. The terminology was later picked up by the Biden administration itself, which used the term birthing people in its 2022 fiscal year budget request, replacing the word mother for the first time in an American budget. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.